Good morning to each one. Thank you for that prayer, Andy. It was on my heart about Brother David again and his family. And I didn't hear anything about Brother Aaron, so yeah, whatever it is, I just pray that God would be with him as well. And I pray that God would bless each one here today, and as well as anyone else that isn't able to be here. So I'd like to open with this verse that each one of us, I think, knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Kind of what I wanted to talk about today is about miracles, and I looked up the word in in the dictionary, the 1828, and it says a wonder or wonderful thing or supernatural event. And a lot of these miracles occurred, we can read about them in the Bible, and I just want to turn the spotlight on that this morning. And there's a lot of different ones that we could talk about, and it's amazing. A lot of them involve Jesus and Jesus' life, and there were others that maybe doesn't mention Jesus, but the Lord was manifesting his power there. So I'd like to turn to Luke 1 for the first one. And this is about Jesus' birth. So I'd like to go to verse 31. I'm not going to read a lot in each one, and I'm probably not going to comment a lot on each one. We're just going to let the God's word speak for itself here. Verse 31. And behold, maybe I'll start with 30. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. And then verse 37 is like that. For with God nothing shall be impossible. As far as I know, that was the only time that ever happened, that the Holy Ghost, that someone conceived from the Holy Ghost, and it's just an amazing thing. So let's turn to John 2, and I'll read verses 1 through 10. I believe this was considered Jesus' first miracle here. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. So, it's just amazing to me there. The amount of time it takes to make wine, I don't know how long is it months or weeks or what, but Jesus was able to do this. John 4, verse 4. No, I'm sorry. Verse 46. John 4, 46. I'll start in the last part of the verse there. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. So this is an example of someone believing and having faith. And the next one is sort of the opposite thing, and that's in Matthew 14 with Peter and Jesus walking on the water there. So Matthew 14, 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So the next one I want to talk about is in the first part of Matthew, Matthew 14, verse 14. There's different accounts of this. I believe another one is in John. It says 5,000 men. Here in Matthew it says 5,000 men and besides women and children, the ones that Jesus fed with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So start reading here in 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. That sounds like a lot of people. And was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart, give them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. So, it doesn't really give an accurate, an actual count of people. It just says the 5,000 men beside women and children. And I figured it a little bit. If half the men had their wives along, and if there would have been 1,000 children with them, I feel like there were more people there, but just as an example. And so there were 5 loaves of bread, which I assume they were pretty small, maybe. I don't know, but that would be, I think, 8,500 people. And if each one would have ate an average of maybe 5 ounces of fish, that would come to 2,650 some pounds of fish. And maybe if each one would have ate a slice of bread, maybe that would be 400 loaves of bread. I just had to imagine if you would have called the local grocery store to try to get that amount of food to feed this amount of people, just on the spur of the moment, you know, we wouldn't have had time to pre-order it, you know, and you would call ahead and they'd say, "No, there's a 2-week lead time for that amount." And this wasn't a problem for Jesus. So from these two, now in John it says 2 small fishes. I'm not sure how big a small fish is, but it's just quite something how Jesus, he didn't make many words, but he just worked these miracles. So there's 2 more accounts that I'd like to talk about here. Acts 16. Verse 23. Paul and Silas in jail here. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And I had to think that they wanted to make sure that they're not going to get out, and they put them in the inner prison, probably higher security and put them in stock so that to make sure that they won't escape. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." So we're looking at two miracles there. Being loosed from prison and the miracle of the Lord working in this jailer's heart. The last account is in Luke 22. Luke 22, verse 49 to 51. This is where the soldiers grabbed Jesus and they were going to take him. "When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, 'Lord, shall we smite with the sword?' And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, 'Suffer ye thus far.' And he touched his ear and healed him." So in concluding here, looking over these different accounts, and there's a lot more that we could look at, but Jesus didn't treat some people better than others. There were poor people, there were rich people, this was his, I guess you could say, an enemy that he healed his ear. And it seems sometimes it takes faith for that to happen, but other times Jesus had other reasons to work a miracle. We don't know what that did to that soldier's heart. We don't know. Later, it could have made him wonder why Jesus did that. But he took care of their physical and their spiritual needs. It seems in a lot of accounts where he did a miracle and healed someone, he also said, "Your sins are forgiven." And they were whole in body and mind, I believe. So I think that's all I have. God bless you.